Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And those of you who were in the balcony just now sure did a great job of proclaiming that with your Easter song. He is risen indeed, isn't he? I've got something here for you today. Okay? Who'd like to have it? It's a quarter. Okay, come on up here, Lydia. You can have it. You just have to get it out of my hand. You okay, come up here. You try it. It's yours if you can get it out of there.
Got it. I think I got it.
All right, come here. You try it. There you go. It's all yours. Get it out of there. That's a nice try. I like that. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Okay, you can try yet. See if you can get it out of there. Oh. Okay, wow. Oh, wow. Well, okay, I want to talk with you about something that Jesus said. Jesus, did you hear it just now? He said, I give them eternal life, my sheep, I give them eternal life, and no one can snatch them out of my hand. Do you hear that? No one can snatch them out of my hand. What do you think that means? Nobody can take you out of his hands. What do you think that means? Who wants to take... Oh, you got an idea, Lydia? Yeah. Who wants to, I was going to ask you that. Who wants to take you out of Jesus' hands? Who wants to do that? The devil does, yeah. And he has all kinds of ways of doing that. He would like you to be with him forever in hell instead of with Jesus Christ in heaven. And he has all kinds of ways of trying to rip you out of Jesus' hands. One way is troubles in life. Sometimes life is hard, isn't it? And we have troubles and trials. And we start to think, maybe God doesn't even care about me anymore. And pretty soon the devil is tearing us out of our Father's hands. Or sometimes maybe we've done something really bad. We committed a sin. And we start to think to ourselves, that was so bad, God doesn't love me anymore. And slowly he starts to rip us out of the Father's hands. Or maybe somebody we love has died. And we think, where was God? Why didn't he take care of that person? Why didn't he save that person from dying? And slowly the devil uses those things to tear us out of God's hands. But Jesus says, no one can snatch you out of my hands. Jesus holds on tight, doesn't he? When he's got you, he holds on tight. And then he said, my Father is greater than all of these. Who's the strongest of all? The devil or Jesus and the Father? Jesus is stronger, isn't he? Can the devil rip you out of his hands? No, Jesus is stronger than our problems, isn't he? He's stronger than death. He's stronger than the grave. He's even stronger than our sins, isn't he? He forgives our sins. He laid down his life on the cross so that we'd be forgiven and have life with him forever. And now there's no way anybody can rip you out of his hands. The only person who can ever take you out of Jesus' hands is who?
The devil.
No, he can't. You. You're the only one. No one else can take you out of his hand. You're the only one who can stray away like a sheep that's lost. But as long as you keep hearing the voice of Jesus, your shepherd, keep coming to church, keep doing your devotions, keep studying the Bible, Jesus will hold you tight in his hand and nobody will ever, ever take you out of his hand. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for holding on to us so tightly. Thank you for giving your life for us on the cross. We pray that all of our problems, all of our sins, all of the trials of life would never tear us out of your hands. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Jesus holds on tight. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Thank you. You may go on back to your seats.